Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Triple Threat with Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord.
I just finished it. I don't start that.
Be a part of the show at 713-572-4610.
Watson fakes the give, throws to the end zone, touchdown DeAndre Hopkins.
This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy game day to all of you. Nice to be with you. Certain little pep in our step.
Say it again, Sean. It's game day.
Game day, Rich. It's game day.
One more time.
It's preseason game day, but damn it, it's a game day. There's going to be Texans on the field going against players in other uniforms today. It's good to be with all of you. My name is Sean Pendergast. To my right is Rich Lord, who's
great to be here.
Doing radio somewhere between 20 and 99 years.
Somewhere in there somewhere.
Across the table for the first of what is going to be a long string of Thursdays with us. Most of them at Twin Peaks. But while we're still in the month of August, in studio, former Dallas Cowboy, Arkansas Razorback, friend of the station, the quarterback, Clint Sterner, joining us here in studio. Clint, it is great to have you, my friend.
Man, it's great to be here, fellas.
Yeah, there you go.
It's first day. Bear with me.
That's all right.
Hit
it's
the
preseason.
Button.
You fumbled the snap right out of the shit. That's actually B-Mac's fault. We'll blame it on him.
Hey, look, I've been there before with the fumbling stuff, so I get it.
No, we were not going to go there.
That may be the quickest it was brought up, Rich. That may be the quickest.
I was not bringing up any specific ones or anything.
No, but self-deprecation is much appreciated.
Indeed.
Right, absolutely. Well, look, I'm stoked about this year and spending more time with you guys, and I can't think of a better place to be than Twin Peaks with 610 and you guys. So looking forward to it. It's going to be fun to dig into the Texans and the NFL and all things college football with y'all. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
This is great. And this is a nice fortuitous first Thursday to have you in doing this, because we got a game that we're going to be talking about later on tonight. And we'll dig into some of the things that we're looking for. But fortunately enough, we have someone here in studio, and you, Clint, who can probably you can kind of put yourself in the shoes of what probably about 60 or 70 of these guys in this game tonight are going through, trying to make an NFL roster, trying to make an impression. You were backup quarterback at one time, trying to make the roster and whatnot. And this is one of those games tonight where we're only going to see a little bit of Deshaun Watson, but we're going to see a lot of some other guys under center. What was it like for you, and what are some of the guys, what's going through their heads right now?
Well, it was tough because, like you just mentioned, a lot of the guys that have extended contracts or big contracts or they're veterans, you've got half the team that it's a waste of time to them. And then you've got a group of guys that have no chance of making the team at all.
Camp bodies.
Right. And so they really don't take it real serious. But then you've got that middle group of about 10 to 15, 20% of the team that, hey, I mean, it's cutting time.
It's Super Bowl.
And I was one of those guys that every year, I knew I was right on the verge of having a job in the NFL. And so the four to five preseason games were extremely important to me. And, you either embrace them as a player or they intimidate you. I embraced the hell out of them because what I felt like I brought to the table was rallying a bunch of guys that were underdogs, that didn't think they had a chance of making the team, and doing more with them than the next guy could. And I lasted really 5 years in the NFL, three credited seasons, but 5 years in the NFL because I was pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I was pretty damn good at rallying the underdogs and the black sheep and just making things happen. And we won some games, we lost some games, made a little bit of money in the meantime, and it was good. It was good football, man. Preseason is a lot of fun for me because I love watching young guys play. I love watching guys that have nothing to go home to lay it on the line in the third and fourth quarter of preseason games.
So, and the guys you referenced that have the most on the line tonight, I feel like on this Texans team, not exclusively, but boy, the offensive skill position groups, whether we're talking tight end, wide receiver, running back, certainly not quarterback, but Those three groups feel like they're at or near the top of the list as qualifying as the groups at which you've got the most guys just fighting for their NFL lives, fighting for the 53-man roster.
Yeah, guys who have done things for this team, guys who have been on this team the last couple of years. Braxton Miller was a third-round pick 2 years ago, actually started to show something at the end of last year, but he's fighting for his professional football life.
Absolutely.
You know, guys who, DeAndre White, I think Bruce Ellington's going to make this team, but Sammy Coates, guys like that at wide receiver.
Tyler Irvin at running back.
Tyler Irvin, who I think is going to, if he's going to make this team, it's probably going to be through the return game, so that'll be something to watch tonight. And then the tight end position where there's, you know, they got two draft choices and two guys who were in the rotation last year in Griffin and Anderson. So those
I was just going to say, you take a tight end with a 3 and a 6, they're making the team, right?
Yeah,
unless they've been a disaster in camp, which neither one has.
That 6 is on the bubble. You know, the 6s, the 7s are always on the bubble because a free agent picked this place for a reason. It's because he feels like he's better than you, if that is the instance. So it'll be interesting to see all the different positions unfold. The veterans that are on the bubble, they hadn't been there in a long time. All of a sudden, the third and fourth quarter of a preseason game is important to them. It'll be interesting to watch them bring the young guys along. And this Texans football team, quite frankly, there is a lot of unproven.
Yeah.
I mean, even with you talk about Deshaun Watson, the sample size was very small. You know, there's still development that needs to be seen.
Definitely.
Maturity that needs to be seen by this coaching staff and, quite frankly, by his peers that are veterans that want to win this year.
Yeah.
They feel like they got a squad this year that can win. So he's got a lot to prove. Top to bottom, the preseason for the Texans is important.
Yeah. Well, my guess is the sample size will be small tonight on Deshaun Watson, too.
Yes, and Bill O'Brien will not fulfill my wish. I don't know if he's made it official, but the reports are that don't look for J.J. Watt tonight.
So I win my bet.
You apparently do,
yeah.
But I challenge you to go back to the tape and hear at any point me agreeing to any wager.
Well, no, because it's radio, but I saw you nod, Rich, and it's my word against yours. He said, she said, or he said, as it were.
Not a big surprise. I had my fingers crossed.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Damn, that cancels everything out. I think the other thing, you know, even though it's going to be a small sample size of Deshaun Watson tonight, and my guess is a small sample size of Patrick Mahomes, I think it'll be pretty cool to watch just the visual of those two quarterbacks out there, even if it's just for a couple of series at the beginning of the game. Because I think in the AFC, the way the AFC is kind of trending right now, Tom Brady's not going to be here forever. There will be a passing of the torch in the AFC at some point. Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers. The marquee quarterbacks, for the most part, in the AFC are older quarterbacks.
Sure.
So there is a, you know, there is a soon-to-be, you know, sort of power vacuum,
changing,
I guess.
Changing we'll the guard.
Changing the
no
guard.
No doubt.
And these are two of the top names that are going to be on the
list.
Well,
I'm not buying the Mahomes hype right now. I mean, I think he's obviously a very skilled guy. I mean, there's the expectations are through the roof. He's very talented, no doubt about it. But I think if you look at quarterbacks in the NFL transitioning from college to pros, the guys that were in the systems like Texas Tech ran have not always had the most luck once they get to the NFL. It is a major change for those guys in the rhythms of their drops and their throws and being able to layer the football and throw the ball and anticipate and be disciplined within your route. I mean, it's just a different game. So I know there's a lot of hype around him right now, and I know Andy Reid has done a great job in the past with quarterbacks, and I expect him to eventually be a really good player in this league, but the hype around him right now is a little bit out of whack. I mean, I'm a Deshaun guy, and the hype was there, but the hype was there because he went for 900 against Alabama in two championship games.
Yeah, that's true.
Mahomes doesn't have
Mahomes
that.
Mahomes was a sub-500 starter there. They're thereabouts at Texas Tech.
Now, he's a statistical beast. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's no knocking that.
Right.
The kid can play, and he's
but
special.
But you're talking about the adjustment, and some guys handle it better than others, and how radical that adjustment is from what he came from in
college
to what he's experiencing now in the NFL. And Sean, you used the word passing. Look, I mean, as these two quarterbacks' careers move forward, you know, depending on how it goes for each of them, the Chiefs are likely to be reminded forever that despite concerns about systems and adjustments and the things you bring up,
sure,
Clint, they passed on Deshaun Watson. And two picks later, picked up Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, not only did, I mean, I know other teams passed on Deshaun Watson also, but passing on him to take a different quarterback that they preferred over Deshaun Watson, that's something I think we're going to look back on for years to come.
Well, I think you got guys that fall in love with the tangibles. And when that happens, when you fall in love with the tangibles and you take that guy above a guy that clearly, there's no doubt about it, turn the film on, ask anybody that's dealt with Deshaun Watson, intangibles are through the roof. And when you pass on that guy for the guy that's a little bit taller, a little bit bigger, the arm, you know, talk about the arm strength that's there, that you better develop that guy when you get him in-house. You better teach him how to lay the football on the sideline and throw to voids in defenses and anticipate. You better teach him to do those things, because if you don't, you're forever going to be haunted by missing on a Deshaun Watson. Don't forget, they let a pretty good quarterback that's won a lot of football games in his career leave town, right? And
that's
so
true.
The shoes that Patrick Mahomes has to feel, those aren't small shoes now.
They're not.
He's not the most popular guy out there. I get it. Everybody takes shots at him because he doesn't have the biggest arm. He's Charlie Checkdown.
Alex Smith is the guy you're talking
about.
He's
right.
A very accomplished quarterback.
Look here. If somebody would have told me when I was in college, hey, Clint, we want you to be Charlie Checkdown, I may still be playing.
Right.
If somebody would have told me in that second half against the Giants to take the checkdown, I wouldn't have thrown four picks in the second half and got benched for Ryan Leaf. You see what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with that Charlie checkdown. And so when you talk – at the end of the day, they're going to look and they're going to say, hey, Alex Smith won X number of games here in two, three, however many years he was there. Patrick Mahomes, you're 2 years into this thing, and you're creeping at a slower pace. We got to pick this thing up. So he's got a lot of critics to answer this year, and it starts tonight.
A lot of pressure on Andy Reid, and Mahomes is a different type of quarterback than Alex Smith. Like you said, like he's a big arm. Like that's a guy who, like Andy Reid is going to be doing, theoretically at least, different things now with Patrick Mahomes than he ever did with Alex Smith.
Big adjustment. And Deshaun, you can't argue that Deshaun was facing a bigger adjustment than Patrick Mahomes. That's definitely not the case. I mean, Deshaun, I don't think there was a gigantic adjustment from what he did at Clemson to what they do in the NFL.
Well, here's the deal, Rich, is that Deshaun survived and was great because of his intangibles first. Because he made the guys around him better. When you talk about Mahomes, now he may have some of those same characteristics, but Mahomes was a great college quarterback because of his big arm, because of what he could do with his arm, and the way he could throw the football, and the system he was in was really, really friendly, quarterback friendly. So there's different, one carries over to the NFL, absolutely, 100%.
Right.
The other one doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, the thing you talk about making other guys better, or at least look better, look, those last five games last year, when you average 39 a game behind, I don't even think it's arguable, the worst offensive line in the NFL. When you put up 39 a game for 5 weeks in a row behind the worst offensive line in the NFL, you're something special. Hey, I don't care if it's a small sample size. And I'm with you on that whole big picture assessment. We have to wait and see what adjustments the NFL makes to counter what Watson does. There's a growth process that's still in development, is going to take place. But what he did in those five games in particular still absolutely blows me away.
Well, I did him a disservice, and I say that lightly because I've been a fan since day one before the Texans ever took him, and I pumped him up. But I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago on this station with you guys about, you know, let's not get carried away with the stats, because he was coming from behind and a lot of those were throw ups and Hop was able to come down. Those are low percentage throws. I went back and seen a couple of those games and a couple of those plays, and one in particular was one, a deep one to Fuller, where he technically did some amazing things in the pocket to avoid the rush. It wasn't just being an athlete.
It was early in the Seattle game.
Yes.
You're talking about the deep ball.
The 49-yarder.
The early touchdown that kind of drew first blood.
Well, it was one of those, always talk about quarterbacks. What can you do from a phone booth?
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson can obviously do things all over the field, but when he makes plays and throws like that from a phone booth, he avoided the rush, stayed in the phone booth, set his feet, and threw it, I don't know, 50, 55, 60 yards in the air on a dime. That's one of those you go, man, I was actually referring to that one, and I think the first time I saw it, it may have been a throw-up, but that was a dime now.
Yeah. Yep.
That was special.
Have you seen the NFL films? They were mic'd up for that. O'Brien was mic'd up for that. And when Watson comes off the field, O'Brien is really trying to contain himself.
Sure.
Because it's the first series of the game. There's a long way to go. He's obviously excited, but his message essentially to Watson is, you know, okay, that was great. Put it behind you.
Right.
Let's move forward. Let's talk about what we're going to do next. You know, on that one play, I don't think you were in the right formation there. Let's talk about that. So, I mean, he was immediately on to something else.
Sure, absolutely. You got to do that with a young guy, you know, and unfortunately, or fortunately, Deshaun Watson is a guy that probably doesn't need, he can probably take a little bit of patting on the back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.